Life. You're in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
With Gene and Chris, and I should tell you that we're doing this show early on a Saturday morning. And Chris has been immersed in that book, Stalking the Herd, for so many weeks that he's probably just exhausted. In fact, I hear him breathing hard.
It's more of a relief, Jane. I'm just glad that it's over.
Well, I have been forced in my life to do these production line computer books. And I've done books of 1,000 pages and more. But you have not 6 months or 15 years to write one. You have maybe 6 weeks at the most.
Oh, that's insanity.
There's a word for it, hellish.
I hope they paid you good.
Frankly, more than you get for a flying saucer or generic paranormal book.
Yeah.
But it's set up in such a way that you'll never earn out. What I mean by earn out, folks, is normally when you write a book, you get usually in advance against royalties. And if the book exceeds that level, they start sending you money, like every month, every quarter, every 6 months. Usually several months after they do their accounting. So you don't get the riches right away. But if the book doesn't earn out, meaning that the amount due to you exceeds what they paid you, you see nothing. And in computer books, they got down to a science. They were always within $50, more or less. So either I was $50 short, they're not going to ask for the money back, or they owe me $50. Very seldom did I ever get a really good royalty, except once I think I got like $7,000 for 1 month's sales. That was nice. That's how production line book writing works. It's not like all these famous authors who make millions. It's not like Tom Clancy, but it didn't help Tom Clancy. He died young.
And people say he was killed.
You think so?
He knew too much.
About what?
Well, his first book, Hunt for Red October, Hunt for Red Pill Junkie.
Hunt for Red Pill Junkie. Let's explain this.
Which was turned into a major motion picture. No, Hunt from Red October, he came up with this concept of a caterpillar drive, which was a secret Russian drive system on the submarine. And Naval Intelligence paid him a visit and interrogated him, said, how did you know about this new development in submarine technology? And he just made it up. And turns out that he had kind of spilled the beans on a classified naval project.
Ooh, that hurts.
Well, they paid attention to him after that, and he became, you know, pretty connected on some of the highest levels in the military and, shall we say, the espionage communities.
Well, I knew him way back when. One time or two times I helped him with his computer. And he was using a Mac at the time. Don't know if he continued using a Mac. But I helped him with a few things like setting up a CD drive on his computer. I met him a couple of times at Macworld Expos. These are the trade shows for people who use Apple Macintosh computers. Apple no longer participates in those, but that's another story. So anyway, I met him a couple of times, and I listened to him tell stories, and he just loved to tell stories about Tom Clancy. It was all about Tom Clancy. And he didn't think much of a lot of people, I guess, who were involved in making movies of his stories. So, for example, in two of the movies based on the Jack Ryan character, his most popular character, Harrison Ford played the role. He didn't think Harrison Ford was very bright, to put it mildly. And he made that very clear. So that was Tom Clancy. I lost touch with him. And anyway, they have a new movie out now with Jack Ryan character featuring Chris Pine, who's also doing Captain Kirk in the new Star Trek series. It got decent reviews, but hasn't done well at the box office, so maybe that's the end of that character. There you go. Chris, we're going to be doing one or two special episodes with you about Stalking the Herd. It's now on sale. It's at the printer. It's going to be out end of February. You can place orders now, and Chris is taking orders at his site, OurStrangePlanet.com. And the reason I mentioned that over Amazon, well, two reasons. Number one, Chris gets all the money. That's nice. And he'll autograph the book until his hands fall off.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that you are going to do this ambidextrous? You know, when your hand gets tired signing with your right hand, you'll sign with your left hand.
No, but I'll tell you, when the local bookstore in the San Luis Valley called me up after my first book had come out, and they said, we have somebody that's heading up your way. We're bringing up some books for you to sign. I said, okay. They walked in with 15 cases of books. It's the first time I ever got what, writer's cramp. And I had to stop, and like somebody had to massage my hand. Because there were, 72 books in a case. It was ridiculous. I don't want to do that again. I want to spread it out over, you know, at least a couple of days.
Okay, so when you order a book from Chris, it may take a couple of days to get one.
As soon as I have them, the turnaround will be no time at all. But, you know, again, it's at the printer, so it won't be out for another minimum 3 weeks, maximum 5 weeks. So.
And it's a big book. It's 563 pages, plus what we call the front matter. And the front matter is like the introduction. It's like the foreword. That's another 10, 15 pages, the table of contents and everything.
It's about 585 pages total.
It's a thick book. It's a great read. We didn't make the type too small. Chris was saying, you know, maybe we can have a few less pages if you make the type smaller. But I pointed out to him that then people can't read it. And you wouldn't want to have to give a copy of reading glasses.
Right. Well, most people that read books now are our age, so.
Well, that is true. That is true. You know, we're older kind of people. But that's how it goes. So we'll have some great shows. This is the definitive work on cattle mutilations. It's not filled with a lot of crazy, unproven mysticism. It's all facts and research and stuff that you can back up.
We've got a little bit of everything, Gene. It's got some pretty crazy stuff in there as well, but it all depends on what your definition of crazy is. To me, crazy is, you know, scientifically impossible cases that just, you know, kind of peel your ears back. And there's a number of those in there.
Okay, well, we're going to peel back the mystery there. Speaking of things to peel back, we're going to peel back the mysteries of an interesting and really fascinating character. He's a blogger. He's a very active participant in our forums at forum.theparacast.com. And we decided to get him on the show. He's known as Red Pill Junkie. And that, of course, has a lot of connotations that I don't wish to mention. But I'm going to ask you, RPJ or Red or whatever you would like to be called, and we won't call you late for dinner. How did you get that name? I mean, you weren't born as Red Pill Junkie. We know that.
He's a fan of The Matrix.
I'm a fan of The Matrix, but also I think that the reason I chose the name is because by 1999, which was the year that the first Matrix movie was released, I was already deep in the study of the books of Carlos Castañeda.
Do tell.
Okay. Well, for me, the similarities between the plot of the movie and the books of Carlos were too many to ignore. I mean, Neo was Carlos, Morpheus was Don Juan, the Red Pill was an allegory for all the power plants that Carlos consumed during his first years of apprenticeship with Don Juan. And by the end of the movie, when finally Neo starts to see the code, you know, the fallen code of the Matrix, is similar to what they call the melon of knowledge or the sorcerers, how they actually perceive the universe as lines of energy and the human body as a glowing egg. So to me, that was the reason why the Matrix has such a big impact in me.
Okay, this is not The Matrix. This is a paranormal radio show, Red Pill Junkie, joining us with Gene and Chris. You're in
The Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Our guest this week is Red Pill Junkie. And people are going to look and say, who's that? Well, he happens to be fellow who blogs about the paranormal, fellow who's very active in our forums and elsewhere around the internet. But the big question here, Red or RPJ, is do you actually have a day job that you actually earn a normal living, or are you just an online person?
Oh, yes, I definitely have a day job. And I'm a I'm an interior designer. I work for a small architectural company. We do many projects ranging from, you know, residential projects, remodeling to furniture design.
I was an interior designer, but it was point of purchase display for a high-end electronics company. We have that in common.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. It was a fun job. I got to be creative and made some really good money, which I spent chasing after dead cows.
There you go.
Later on. Didn't matter how much I saved. It was gone. But, you know, I've seen your stuff online for years now. And what's always struck me is whenever I see you, you're that hand with the red pill in there, which is kind of your avatar. I always pay attention because I always know, and you're one of very few people I can say this about online. I always know that I'm, whatever the subject is that you've responded to, that I'm going to get a very well thought out, reasoned response or comment. What exactly do you think is going on with the paranormal? Let's kind of cut to the chase. What sort of background do you have in the subject? You're obviously very well read. And what do you think's going on and why?
Well, as for the background, you know, as you said, and first of all, thank you for the kind comments. Well, I'm a person who likes to pay attention, you know, who goes from side to side, reading and absorbing as much as I can. And then I guess all that absorption eventually gets fermented in my head, you know, and helps me to come up with my own perspective on things. And as for what's going on in the paranormal, and the so-called paranormal, a term I particularly loathe, you know, it's because it's so deceiving, you know, it either means something that is outside the range of the laws of nature, which time and time again, every phenomenon that we think that it cannot be explained by nature, we eventually tend to do it, to incorporate it into our little tidy model of what the universe is and how it should behave. And also the other thing about the paranormal is that it can also could imply that it's something very outside the quote-unquote normal range of human experience. I'm sure that for people like you and me who are deeply invested in these phenomena, we could attest that that's just not the case. You know, you go to a conference or maybe somewhere like the Paradigm Symposium that I have been lucky to attend on both occasions. And once you get acquainted with a person and get familiar with you and it gets, it's comfortable enough to open up, they start to tell you all these very interesting ideas. Maybe things that happen to them personally or things that happen to someone close to them. So yeah, easily realize that these so-called paranormal phenomena are part, a very important and neglected part of the everyday life.
Let's kind of go back to the beginning here of your focus about things that are strange, things that are unusual. Have you had personal experiences in your life that also helped move you in this direction?
Nothing overtly dramatic, you know. I mean, as a child of the 80s, you know, someone who was deeply influenced by all the big blockbuster movies, you know, from Steven Spielberg, Close Encounters of the Third Kind, E.T. the Extraterrestrial, and all that, I always wanted to have, you know, that close encounter experience or something like that. But UFO sightings, maybe I've only had it twice. Nothing overtly spectacular. You know, the last one was just when I was had returned from the Paradigm Symposium, and it lasted just maybe even less than a second. I saw a small light in the sky that had a very peculiar movement, something that could not have been easily explained as it's an airplane or something like that. But, well, it was just that, you know, just a light that I cannot explain. You know, I'm not going to jump in and say, oh, it was a Pleiadian beam ship, you know, saying hello. What are the types of things I've experienced? I've experienced a lot of lucid dreaming that was prompted by my readings of Carlos Castañeda. It was the one who put in me the idea of trying, you know, to have a lucid dreaming. And I guess it kind of worked because on several occasions I have managed to attain that level of lucidity. Also, people who are interested in this notice that when you start to pay attention, a lot of synchronicities start to pop into your life. But basically, that's about it, you know. I've never had a chance to have a really close UFO sighting or seeing something in the woods that I cannot explain or seeing some kind of ghostly apparition. Most of my experience has been, purely academical.
Now, looking at the personal experiences or the desire for personal experiences, now, when I describe my situation, I'll say maybe once or twice something might have happened. Like I had a UFO sighting once, but it could have been anything. You know, nothing's really detailed enough to indicate something that was really unusual. And one other time with my first wife, we were asleep and she awakened me to tell me that she saw a water elemental. And I saw some kind of shadowy thing in the distance, but, you know, my eyes were unfocused, my glasses weren't on, who knows? Who knows what we could have seen? Regardless, that's it. I have never had the desire to see anything more for obvious reasons, because you hear so many of these stories about harm coming to you. Either your psyche is completely upset, or we have cases where maybe people suffer some kind of radiation effect if they come into proximity of a UFO. We're going to be breaking for a moment, Red, but the question I would ask you, and then to ponder this when we bring you back, you've had a couple of things happen to you. Do you have a desire at all, a burning desire or other desire, to actually come up close and personal with a UFO, a ghost, a cryptoid, whatever? Red Pill Junkie is the guy's name, and you're on with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by high 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Chris sounds tired. It's actually a relief from writing that massive work, Stalking the Herd. And the difference between him and me is that I've written production line books about computers that take just weeks to complete. He's got something there that is a decade and a half research and a lot more. Red Pill Junkie is our guest, an active participant in our forums, an active blogger on the paranormal. And the question I asked him before we broke, do you have any burning desire or otherwise to have a paranormal encounter? Red?
Yes, sure. I've always had the desire to see a UFO up close, but unfortunately it seems that the phenomenon has actively eluded me. And I remember one time several years ago when my family took a road trip to a place called Tlaxcala here in Mexico. And I don't know, they asked me if I wanted to come along. I said, no, I wanted to stay, you know, play video games and whatever. And when they returned, they told me that they saw a UFO. They saw a weird bright light in the sky where there was nothing, you know, for miles ahead in the highway. In the road, it almost felt like the goddamn UFO was, you know, flipping me the finger in the sky and say, "Ha, you want to see some of this? Well, you ain't getting anything."
Oh, no, it's up with me. I guess it's where you live and hang out, and if you spend time out actively looking in the San Luis Valley through the 90s, you know, I could have four or five sightings in one night of different events. I don't know what it is, but ever since I moved there. You know, I have had quite a number of good sightings, including one that just really was quite startling. Broad daylight traveling down Highway 69 in the Huerfano Valley, you know. This little 10, 12-foot scout ship zipping right across, about 150 feet away, about 50 feet up. And, you know, it was impossible. I thought it was a model plane at first, that it was a little bit, that was really close. And then I realized that it was probably 50, 60 feet away and much bigger. And from that point on, boy, I've had dozens and dozens of sightings. Of course, it probably helps to have a network of people that call you up and say, hey, it's coming your direction, you know, run outside, look in this direction, look in that direction. So having a network of sky watchers is probably the best way to create, you know, some form of phone chain or something that can alert others when things are flying around. And fortunately, I've been able to get some videos, a few photographs, but it's very, very difficult. Most of the time, it just happens when you least expect it. It can be startling, and you tend to freeze up and just kind of fixate on whatever weirdness it is. And then all of a sudden, you're shocked into action to grab a camera or attempt to document it, which I find over and over again is people's reactions, even someone like Ray Stanford.
Don't you think that there are some people that might act as some kind of a magnet for the phenomenon? Because if I recall correctly, you yourself had a very startling experience when you were very young.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Maybe they somehow marked me or something. I don't know. I've had two really good sightings here since I moved to the Sedona area. One was broad daylight. It's like it looked like a giant 30, maybe 40-foot chicken egg. A white chicken egg flying up Oak Creek Canyon. And there were a bunch of campers in the hikers, rather, in the canyon that also saw it and reported it. Just so other than that, it's been pretty quiet around here. I don't really count indistinguishable lights in the sky anymore, really, unless they're groups of lights that seem to be flying in formation or appear to be a lit-up large craft. There's so many, you know, nocturnal light sightings around here that are misconstrued. They're planes putting on their landing lights, or, you know, the space station going over, or, you know, various satellites. But boy, I've seen some of Ed Grimsley's footage of some good night vision. Almost any night you go out, you'll see something unusual flying around that you can't see with the naked eye.
A fast question here, that you've had so many of these encounters. Do you ever feel, Chris, that you're being singled out by them? I'm being serious here.
Yeah, I know you are. No, I don't. I think I just happen to be in the right place at the right time. And I'm constantly looking. When I go outside, you know, I don't smoke inside my house. So when I go out to have a smoke, I'm constantly, my head's on a swivel. Whenever I move to a new area, I research and find out where the predominant the areas of highest incidence are and where sightings are predominant. So therefore, I generally focus in those particular directions or areas. I dovetail my efforts with other researchers, for instance, here in the Sedona area, Tom Dongo and several others who've been here for years. They kind of have a sense of where these things are normally seen. And so I get myself as up to speed as possible, but I don't think I've been singled out. I think I'm just really very observant. I'm always looking. And that's, you know, people say, how come you get to see so many UFOs? Because I look. Most people rarely look above eye level, you know, and unless you're actually paying attention and looking and keeping up on whether there's been sightings reported in the area and network with people. If you do those things, you increase the odds of having a sighting experience.
Well, so that creates the impression here that you probably believe in what's called the publicity flap. When you have a wave of UFO cases, it's not because the UFOs are here in a greater frequency. It's because more people are looking for them.
Well, the classic example, and I think RPJ would agree, is the 1991, I think, Mexico City eclipse?
Yes, in July 19th, 1991.
Right. Everybody was out looking at the eclipse in the daytime, and lo and behold, I think at last count it was 8 videotapes were taken of these silver orbs that were seen by people. They were able to triangulate and get actually some pretty good information from these various videos that were done unbeknownst to one another. As people were watching the eclipse, I remember that was a really big news story down there, and it actually became a news story up here.
Yeah, I mean, it really began a very, very active flap over here in Mexico. The UFOs became a very, very hot topic.
Yeah, especially when Jaime jumped in there.
Yeah, I mean, I remember there was this talk show, TV program called Usted Que Opina, on Channel 2 with this guy Nino Canon, and there was this night when Jaime Maussan and other people were talking about UFOs. The program started about 8 o'clock p.m. on a Friday night, and it ended next Saturday on 7 a.m.
Wow.
11 hours they were, and the reason they had to cut the program because the news program was about to start, so they couldn't go in the way of the channel schedule. And yeah, back in those days, Jaime Maussan was, you know, the idol of many people. You know, I must admit, including me. You know, people were younger. The younger generation were really reacting to his message. You know, when the skeptics started to, you know, to question him, the people in that program started to boo him, to boo them. It was kind of crazy, you know, like a Lucha Libre match or something.
Well, I would say, especially early on, Jaime's, I think he was pretty much believing anything that looked strange. He would jump on it and promote it as something high strange and as a UFO. Mm-hmm. I think he's gotten a little better over the years. He's become more discerning and a little bit more selective in what he chooses to jump on and promote. But back in the early days, man, if it looked weird, he was all over it. I remember he got fooled by Mylar balloons a few times and, you know, photographs of birds with their wings folded in. And he wasn't I don't think he really had developed a critical eye until later in the late 90s, early 2000s. Then he started to pull back a little bit.
We're going to pull back for a moment here. Mm-hmm. We'll have more to come with Red Pill Junkie and Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
I think people think when we use the name Red Pill Junkie, what is that about? Is this a show on pop culture? No, it's a paranormal show called the Paracast. And by the way, we're being heard on another venue, in addition to GCN Network and online and iTunes, there's a new service out there, a streaming service called Boost Radio Network that's carrying us. So that gives you another option. It's available online. There's an app for your iPhone or your Android phone. So there you go.
Here's a shout out to all our new listeners out there. Don't forget to visit theparacast.com and become a member of our forum at forum.theparacast.com, where you get to ask questions of our guests like today's Red Pill Junkie and interact with some really smart people. We've got one of the most up-to-speed, knowledgeable online communities, I think, in the paranormal, and I can't thank all these folks enough for all their great questions and keeping Gene and I really, you know, keeping us always thinking, always on our feet.
Speaking of which, we got quite a few questions for Red Pill Junkie. He's one of the most popular people in our forums. He's always there with great comments. And maybe we'll sprinkle some of those questions through the episode. In fact, Chris, if you want to start right now and ask a few. You ready for this, Red?
Yeah, I took full advantage of being a member of the Paracast forum, so I read the questions beforehand.
Okay, you cheated. No, I'm not.
Oh.
I'm just kidding. No. We let our guests look at the forums. They have that power. I mean, I do have the power to stop it, but we don't want to explain that. Chris. Well,
you're going to love this one. In a recent column, you discussed Stephen Greer's media coverage. For the cameras, he puts on a mainstream image, while offstage, he runs a cult-like UFO organization. If we could send you back in time, what would you do to prevent the rise of Greer? And is it too late to do anything about it today?
Yeah, I know who sent that question. Was our good friend Kurt Collins. My answer is, my dear Kurt, if I had a time machine at my disposal, do you think I would waste the trip in Stephen Greer? I mean, the only thing that would have prevented his rise was if the aliens had actually landed in the White House, you know, came out and said, Stephen who? No, we don't know that guy. We don't know what he's talking about.
Well, I tried. I met him very early on myself back in 93. And I told him in front of some really, you know, super well-to-do, well-connected, rich socialites that his message was way more important than he was. Mm-hmm. And I think that anybody who's has a chance to talk to him should remember that mantra, Stephen, your message is more important than you are. And just say that over and over, lull yourself to sleep with it, and maybe your ego will come down about 50 sizes.
maybe if he had a real sighting of some sort, not maybe something he might make up, but if he had some real events happen to him, maybe he wouldn't be so high and mighty.
I mean, I think that complaining about the prominence Stephen Greer has today in the field, it will be akin to the researchers trying to get back to the study, the beneficial study of psychedelics. If they were lamenting or regretting how Timothy Leary, you know, set back their research for 2 years, you know? I mean, so do we blame Greer or do we blame the culture? You know, the culture right now is, you know, paying attention on only to the ones, the people who have the most extravagant stories about UFOs or the paranormal. So I think that Greer is only partially to blame. Right now, I think that the mainstream culture only looks to UFOs as a source of entertainment, you know. So if you want to have the most entertainment UFO story, you go with the people who have the wackiest tales. So hence, they only call Stephen Greer instead of calling someone like Leslie Kean or someone like, I don't know, Richard Dolan or people who will provide a more sober and a more measured message.
So basically, it's all about the cult of personality. It's showbiz, folks. So the person who is the most extravagant, the best show person, the one that can grab the ratings, that's what it's all about. It's not about the research. It's not about figuring out if we're being visited by aliens or if there's some other thing going on. That doesn't matter. It's all for the show. And that's what reality TV is, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, Kurt's question immediately reminded me of that scene in the movie Fellowship of the Ring, you know, when Frodo and Gandalf are talking, and Frodo is regretting how Bilbo didn't kill Gollum, you know, when he had a chance. And, you know, maybe Stephen Greer is like Gollum, you know, he still has some weird part in this tale that we haven't just figured out yet.
You know, he's kind of a thin person, Stephen Greer. Does he resemble that other guy? Just think about it. Take a look at Stephen Greer. Have you seen them at the same time in the same place? I'm starting a web rumor here.
I don't know. Now that you mention it, I don't think so.
Right? Think about it, folks.
Well, while we're thinking about that, let me get on back to Mexico City, and then I have some questions for you concerning the work of Carlos Castaneda. But first, this one comes from Nameless, who has been a forum poster for a couple of years now, and he asks, in regards to the Mexico City UFO waves of the 90s, could such displays have occurred anywhere else? Or is this intrinsically linked to the nature of Mexican culture with its belief systems, mythology, psychological makeup? His kind of follow-up question to that is, does this link in with the paranormal phenomena have a quantum observer effect with the experiencer or collective experiencers being an unconscious co-creator or protagonist? So I think what he's saying is, are these things really happening, or is it the expectations of the people in the culture manifesting these examples of waves of UFOs or other types of paranormal phenomena?
Both are excellent questions.
Yeah.
Getting back to the wave in the 90s, you know, I think that definitely there was the effect of Mexico being way more open to the possibility of the UFO phenomenon thanks to the work of people like, forget about Jaime Maussan. Before Jaime, there was Pedro Ferriz Santa Cruz, who is widely regarded as the father of Mexican ufology. The guy was a friend of Dr. J. Allen Hynek, and for many years he had a TV program called Un Mundo Nos Vigila, A World Is Watching Us, you know. Back in the days when the phenomenon was ridiculed in the United States, in Mexico there was a mainstream program, you know, talking and discussing the phenomenon. So there was that, and maybe I think looking back in those days that the early 90s was a very kind of turbulent times in Mexican society, Mexican culture. Maybe that also had something to do. I often wonder if there is an increase in UFO sightings in places where there are social social, some kind of social turbulence, you know, and maybe there, I then think of the chicken and the egg question, you know, does the social turbulence somehow attract the phenomenon, or does the social unrest, you know, somehow manage, forces the people to look up into the sky more often? I don't know.
Yeah, I've often noticed that these waves tend to happen at the end of conflicts, like, for instance, the 73 wave began as we were leaving Vietnam.
Mm.
And at the startup phase, where we're really starting to ratchet up, you know, military and aggressive human behavior, the waves of 66, 67, for instance. Going back to the waves of 50, 51, there seems to be a tie-in with troops coming back from Korea. The sort of the ending of conflict or the conflict starting to even out. And, but I think changes, especially involving aggressive human behavior do tend to spark, flaps of UFO activity, or it appears statistically that happens. And it's the same with the cattle mutilation phenomenon. I actually, in my new book, I go into, you know, some pretty interesting areas about looking at how certain memes within the culture get started inadvertently or by design. In some cases, they're actually, you know, interjected on purpose into the culture. And again, you do see a correlation with aggressive human behavior. So I think that's something for our listeners to really maybe dig into a little bit more and do a little research in those areas.
We're going to dig into this right now. And then we'll dig up some more commentaries from Red Pill Junkie. Joining Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.